Right, this is the Cool Shit Podcast. Each week, we round up the latest cool shit, helping us think different and keep inspired. What makes it in, what gets left out, and what gets challenged? Is it cool? Is it shit? Or does it cross the magic threshold and come bona fide, certified cool shit? Welcome to the editors' meeting.
Hey guys, we're back for episode 27, and I'm not Gareth, but I'm filling his big, loud shoes. Yeah, welcome to Cool Shit. We've got returning guests. We've got Chris.
Hey,
Chris, growth manager for
number
Zach.
Number six.
Oh, is this number six?
Number six.
Lucky number six.
Double hat trick is accomplished.
Yes, that. And we've got Kyra, who is on here more often than not these days.
I am. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. How are you feeling to be back?
I'm thrilled, as always. You know I love it.
Good. And then we have James. And James, I've had a special request from Gareth all the way in the United States call you our editor-in-chief, aka Little Chief, aka Little Chef. Hi.
Wow, so even from the other side of the world, he's not that funny. Hello, Gina. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm excited to be here.
I kind of miss Gareth already.
Do you already?
It doesn't feel right. Genuinely, like, I feel really unnerved.
Sorry, guys. I'll try my best.
Because normally I feel slightly unconfident at the start, and I just look over into Gareth's big blue eyes. Does he have blue eyes?
I don't think they're blue. I think they're green.
Okay.
You can just look at me instead. That's fine. How's it been this week for stories?
Tell you what, it's actually been all right this week. It didn't take me too long to find stuff. Mm-hmm. They're probably a bit, some of them are a bit shit, but I find them a bit funny, so.
Well, that's the whole point of this, right? To decide what's shit, what's cool, and what's cool shit.
Yeah, it depends. The point changes when Matt's here and you actually have to get stuff that isn't stupid.
Well, we've got a bunch of stupid people, I guess.
Yeah, this is going to be...
We've got the kids.
It's going to be a very academic conversation. A spirited debate, I hope.
All right, go on then.
Right, go on then. Okay. First story. So, Chris, this is for you as both a man of Filipino descent and a bit of a rascal. So, apparently there's a problem in the Philippines with people cheating on exams.
There is.
So, a professor of mechanical engineering at Bicol University College of Engineering has recently forced her students to wear anti-cheating hats, which sounds a bit mad, but go with me. The students designed them themselves.
Engineering students.
Exactly, they engineered them themselves, and I don't know if you three have seen the results, but they're rather impressive.
They don't look well engineered. We've got egg boxes on someone's head.
There's a mixed bag. I appreciate some of the craftsmanship in some of them, but...
But this is the thing, because I saw it, and until pretty much just this moment, I had assumed that these people were about 7 years old. And it turns out that these are the people responsible for building bridges in the Philippines.
Everyone looks young in the Philippines, though. So
that's the secret to your eternal youthfulness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dancing for you.
But yeah, what do you reckon of the anti-cheating mask? Because I can't tell if this is like just a gimmick or meant to be funny. Like, I'm looking at somebody wearing a gladiator's helmet, and if you're sitting the most important exam of your life, maybe that would help you focus, actually, just slowly putting on your gladiator's helmet. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I made makes take it less seriously, but yeah, I mean, it's quite a visual thing. But so if we were to describe it, there's someone with egg boxes on the head, motorcycle helmet, gladiator's helmet, somebody who's come dressed as a Mexican bandit, I'm going to say, with a poncho and a sombrero.
My favourite was he's got tissue rolls stuck to his glasses. So he's got tunnel
the
vision.
Tubes.
Yeah,
the
tube.
Binoculars.
Yeah.
Do you think you could write notes inside those? That's the point, actually. With some of these, I'm wondering
some
now.
Some maybe you can actually.
Because
keep.
maybe this is it, like the attention. Because now the teacher thinks there's no way anybody can cheat because they can't look at anyone else's answers. But now they could find other ways to cheat and nobody would be looking up on them.
Did you guys used to cheat? Do you think you would have needed these in exams?
I don't know.
That's two questions.
Never a cheater.
I was a goody two shoes, and I was always too scared to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can imagine that.
Obviously so smart that I didn't need to.
No.
Chris?
I don't want to jeopardise my role here at the agency thinking I cheat my way through life. But no, I've had notes written down on my legs before.
On your legs?
Off to the toilet.
Oh, right, okay, so you're not
a quick glance at
you're
the
not
guys,
just not just stretching at the table.
Right. You're not taking your trousers down at a table.
No, not
in an
example. Or go to the toilet, because you know someone would usually
crouch. Okay, What, you had it written on your leg. Why didn't you just write it on like paper and put it in your pocket and go to the toilet?
I didn't want to get frisked.
You know? I do pride myself on kind of cheating in day-to-day life, in any sort of game. Like, if we ever play a board game together, I'll warn you at the start, I'm going to cheat. And it adds an extra level of fun, because if you catch me, then, you got me, we're having fun there. And if you don't catch me, then it's more fun for me, because I'll win. I'm a cheat and I'm proud of it.
Okay, and on that note, no one play board games with James, and we can move on to the next story.
So this one may be less relevant for you two, Kyra and Gina, because you still live with your parents. So I imagine you probably never had to put a bin out.
No, I haven't actually. I haven't. And what? Also true. It's princesses. Hot girl princesses. That's what.
But this may be of interest for the rest of the adults of the world. The wheelie bin may soon be a thing of the past as super bins are set to be rolled out across Britain.
Sounds like something from Doctor Who.
Well, the super bin.
Super bin, yeah.
Do you think it sounds more like something from like Superman? Should I explain the super bin
a little
bit? Yeah,
please tell us more. What's special about them?
I should introduce this by saying we all know that one of my hobbies is taking photographs of eye-catching bins.
Plug yourself, James. Tell us where to find those.
That's at eye-catching bins on Instagram.
Good follow.
Or Binstagram, should I say. I'm a binfluencer.
Do you still salute them as you walk past?
I do salute bins. I only salute bins that say general waste on them. I'll let the listeners work out why that's hilarious. But yeah, so for me personally, I feel like I live with people, which is fucking horrible.
I hope they're not listening.
Yeah, I hope they're not one of the 12 people listening. But I feel often the burden of bins falls upon me, because if I don't do it, it won't happen. And wheelie bins, it's just a shit system, and people overfill the actual bin in the house, and then you pick it up and it rips. Bin liquid goes everywhere. Bin juice. It's just a
bad... There's a quick life hack to this.
Oh, go on.
Please.
If you drill a hole in the bottom of the bin, so when you lift the actual bag out, it doesn't compress itself in the plastic.
But what if the plastic rips while it's in the bin? It's going to come out the hole.
What do you mean?
Then you're just overfilling it.
I don't know how that's going to help
at all.
Guys, back to the story. The podcast isn't bin tips and housekeeping tips, but tell us more, James.
Yeah, okay. So, right. So the super bin, so rather than the wheelie bins, there'll be a huge vessel on like a street, I guess, which can store a week's worth of rubbish for up to 20 homes, compared to a typical wheelie bin that can only store two black bin bags weighing up to 55 kilograms. So basically, it's just going to be a much more efficient, more futuristic system.
This doesn't solve your problem, though, of the bin bag splitting, because surely you have to carry the rubbish to this bin.
What it does solve, however, is if I'm not there on a Sunday, it doesn't mean that we're relying on somebody to wheel the bin out, and if they don't do it, then we've got nowhere to put the bins. Because if you miss your bin pickup, you're fucked for a week.
So I think you'll miss the wheels, because what, you're just going to carry it around your shoulder to the...
You can still have that bin juice dripping down your back.
Think of it this way. It's more a way of kind of automating the like rubbish disposal system, so you can still have a wheelie bin if you want, but rather than a lorry coming and waking you up, you'll just take it yourself to this super bin. Kyrie, you worried you'll break a nail?
Cut that out.
Keeping that in.
No.
But just worth noting that it's only being trialled out at the moment in Liverpool, so they're seeing how it goes, and then it could be rolled out to other parts of the UK.
Death to the wheelie bin, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Moving on. I feel like I've done that with both of James' stories. They're not very strong this week. I'm hoping Chris or Kyra have something better. What have you guys got lined up? Should we start with Kyra?
Sure. Do you know what? I think this is a good story. So, sadly, the world's dirtiest man has died at age 94, just months after being persuaded to wash. So, basically, this guy hasn't washed in 67 years because he was convinced that it would bring him bad luck and might kill him. And so someone convinced him to have a shower, and he died a couple of weeks later. I'd like to add that he liked to eat raw roadkill, drink from puddles, and this is Gina's nightmare. Gina's dream man, actually.
Yeah, someone. I wish he never died.
But I don't know, I found it interesting because I've got a friend that always used to tell me to stop washing my grapes. Like, I'd always wash my grapes, and she'd be like, "Hira, like, your immune system is gonna struggle. Stop washing your shit." And I'd be like, "Okay." And maybe she's got a point. Maybe he's onto something. Maybe we're over cleaning ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why James is always ill, because he's
you are too clean.
My friends always say that to me as well. My immune system's so shit because I'm a bit of a, like, a clean freak. I hate germs.
So the guy was 27
when he stopped.
When he stopped washing.
Is that what you've been doing for the last 10 seconds? You think you went quiet? I can see smoke coming out your ears.
Do you think you guys could stop washing when you?
Wait, hang on. Before we do that. You say, like, the fact that he had a wash then died, that doesn't mean... This guy did not die of having a shower.
Well, it's a bit of a coincidence.
How long after?
That's exactly what it is.
How long after did he die after washing? That's what we need to know.
I think... I'm going to say a month, but let me have a read through.
That's quite a long time for a 94-year-old.
Did he look dirty?
He looked healthy.
Yeah, he looked filled. No, he didn't.
Let me describe him. Can you turn it? Is there a picture of him?
His skin, he hasn't got a single spot.
No, that's because he can't
I'm
see
I'm seeing
them.
A very wrinkled, kind of grey man.
Kind of ashy.
I wouldn't say he looks healthy and clean.
He does not look good.
No, he doesn't look good. And I was being
like,
nice.
This is a real kind of anomaly. Like, you know when people say, well, my nan lived till 99 and she smoked 40 cigarettes a day. Like, okay, the cigarettes weren't keeping her alive, right? Imagine how long he would have lived if he wasn't such a dirty bastard. He probably could live to 150 if he had a wash every month.
Okay, well, thanks for this stinky, dirty... So we've had too many stories in a row.
Yeah, so we've got bins and dirty man.
Dirty man and a bin. Have you got something that might
I have
smelly?
Something completely different. Don't worry, guys.
Come on, Chris, pull through.
There's a new art project going around called The Follower. And so this guy basically uses CCTV cameras and AI technology to capture the moments that influencers capture on their Instagrams. So say you're in London and there's an influencer taking a photo of whatever. This guy uses AI tech and open cameras to capture that person taking that photo from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sounds very Big Brother.
It does.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of creepy, actually.
Black Mirror, Big Brother. It's not that original, though, because there's already an Instagram account called Influencers in the Wild.
That's kind of different, though. That's just people filming people in front of them being
this
influencers.
This guy's doing something similar, but just using different tech.
Well, yeah, he's using AI and CCTV cameras.
What's his reason? Who is he? Where's he from and why is he doing it?
So he's a Belgian man called... As far as I know, Mr. Deporter.
Mr. Deporter?
Mr. Deporter.
Mr. Deporter.
Okay.
Deporter. Two E's. I might have butchered that, but kind of scary, right?
Isn't it? Scary, yeah.
So just a bit of a violation of privacy.
I don't think influencers care about
but
their
like,
privacy.
I don't think privacy really exists these days, does it?
I would just stop walking in on me in the toilet.
Well, stop leaving it unlocked. Yeah.
Right, so I don't really understand what this
is,
Chris, to be clear.
Can you tell us a bit more?
Can you tell us a bit? I actually don't understand what this is. So he's using CCTV and AI for what? To what end?
Just to, like, show how creepy it is that anyone who's a bit tech savvy and knows a bit about AI and open cameras can just, like, stalk people.
Where's he putting it? Is it on Instagram?
Yeah, he's just got his own, he's just running his own project.
What do his images look like?
So...
And is he claiming it's art?
I guess it's hard to show you all, but...
What on earth?
So you can see the influencer on the left, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the open camera...
Where he's...
Showing that influencer, taking that...
I'm not a fan. I think it's...
Oh, no, it's terrifying. It's
so he'll see the photo and then be able to work out wherever it is in the world.
Well, yeah,
and access the CCTV. Oh, so he doesn't even do it. So the AI works out
out, like, where that influencer is geotagged.
Right, I've got it.
This photo or video or whatever it is. Okay, and then he accesses that open camera, finds the time and everything, and, okay, this lady took this photo then.
Okay.
Here's the... kind of outside perspective shot of her taking that.
Is the idea to, like, take the piss out of influencers, or is it to show the...
I don't know, to be honest. Maybe a bit of both.
You've got to kind of use something alarming to, I guess, from his point of view, make mm-hmm. people wake up. But at this point, kind of like what you said, Chris, where there's no privacy, same with like allowing cookies and giving your data away. Like, mm-hmm. I think we're all in so deep that most people actually just kind of don't really give a shit.
Yeah,
like, literally, I feel like an influencer who saw that would be like, sick.
And,
like,
yeah.
Cool, yeah, I'm going to share that now.
I feel like what you just said, James, is right. Like, we give so much of our data away at this point. Like, I personally wouldn't care. What I would care about is someone secretly taking photos of me.
What do you mean someone secretly taking photos
of this guy?
But it's not this guy because it's on camera anyway.
But they're not being, like, posted.
Is that the worst thing, though, than someone secretly taking copies of your, like, address and bank details? Like,
No, it's not.
If you were to put it on a scale, I think...
Yeah,
photos of yourself is probably the least of my worries.
I don't know, that just creeps me out for some reason.
A bit weird.
I'm all right with it.
It's Black Mirror.
It doesn't really bother me, to be honest. I was looking at something the other day, which this kind of reminds me of. Like, you know, like, you'll feel like... your phone must have been listening to you because you were talking about something, like you didn't search it, or like you've been at home with your parents and then all of a sudden like one product they have, you start getting advertised it. Mm. And like apparently your phone very much, it like is not listening to you, and that's because it really doesn't need to. Like that would be like a way more labor intensive way of getting information to you that they can just get anyway, because it doesn't just have access to like your phone. If you've enabled anything through Facebook or Twitter once, and like if you go home to your parents' house, then it's able to like make connections between like you and people that you see often. So if your mum uses something, then it'll come up to you, and then it'll do that thing where it makes you start talking about it, and then it makes you buy it. So yeah, we're fucked basically.
It is pretty nuts. Yeah. Ultimately we're fucked. And what can we do at this point?
We're not fucked. Oh my God, they're trying to sell me things. Like, is that
the
end of
the world? There's more than that though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like, more than just like consumerism.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get, but like in that sense, I just don't think it's that like crazy. Like mm-hmm. when people are like, oh my God, my phone's listening to me because like—
Who
I
are you working for?
I don't know. I just
comes in on it.
There's like deeper things in the world. I don't think, mm-hmm. that doesn't really stress me out too much. Mm-hmm.
We can talk about the ethics of AI and weird technology all day, but we've had some interesting stories. We've had two smelly stories. We've had cheaters in the Philippines. And we've had this weird camera shit. So, James, what's your thoughts? What's making it in? What's not making it in?
For the bins, I mean, just for myself, I feel like my... Well, Kari, you said I'm not often very enthusiastic about stuff.
Yeah.
Look at my face. Can you not see how enthusiastic I am about these super bins?
Your eyes are glistening.
Exactly. So, off that basis alone, that's going in. If I had to choose... the one that's probably the most interesting to me is probably your fella, Chris. What's his name again?
My fella? Drez Deporter.
Yeah, the old Drez, Drezzy. So I'm on the fence. We're gonna have to do that thing where I can be non-committal and say you're gonna have to just look up what's in the newsletter.
We'll have to wait and see. And where can we find that newsletter and the podcast?
zachagency.com/cool-sht/.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
Well, thank you, Kyra and Chris.
Thank you.
And thank you, James. It's been great.
Yeah, Gina, I just want to say as well, I think you did a great job.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I love that.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
No, I mean, I think you got off to a rocky start, but I think you really found your feet in the
end. Yeah, I just tried to be Gareth, couldn't be Gareth, so then just went back to being me.
Just be you, Gina.
Thank you.
And that's what we'll end this podcast on for our listeners.
Have a think
just
about
be,
that.
Just be you.
Just be you.
Okay. Goodbye.